I have the pleasure now of speaking with Kay King, and we're going to talk a little bit about land use. And the reason Kay is with us today is because she is undergoing probably one of the most hard-fought battles to get a piece of a property developed that was previously developed. And Kay, welcome, and tell me a little bit about when you guys purchased the property. How long ago was that?
Hi, George. Well, thanks for having me. It was clear back in the 80s, so we've owned the ranch all that time, 110 acres.
And originally there were three homes on this property?
Yes.
And so at some point you decided, well, you want to take these buildings out. They were probably, what, fairly old at the time?
Fairly old. They were, by law, they were still buildings. I mean, they had wiring, they had bathrooms, they had kitchens, but they were in disrepair that would have required a lot of upkeep. And at the time, we just didn't want to deal with renters. So We decided to go through Lane County and get them demolished legally by the permit process, which we did.
Now, what did the permit process allow you then? It gave you like proof of record? Is that the reason?
Correct. We also had appraisals on all pieces on the whole property with all the homes. So we had record of that. We had photos. We still have all that. But what it did then was allow us to, we were told at Lane County that if we took it down legally, that when it was time to rebuild, we would have that proof and be able to do that, to replace.
All right. So a few years go by, decades, right? Is that about right?
About 10 years or more.
10 years or more before you decided. So then you decided, well, it's time to build now.
Right.
And so tell me what happens next.
Well, our kids came back from Alaska. They wanted to be part of our farm and our business and needed a place to live so that they could help us more on the ranch. So we, back in August of 2016, we applied to Lane County to put in a replacement dwelling.
And that's, of course, more than 2 years ago now.
Yes.
And at the time, you guys were like, oh, well, this is no problem. Lane County told us if we did what we were supposed to do, we would have no problem, you know, redoing.
That's correct.
When this happened, somebody got wind that you were wanting to build property on it, and they said what?
Well, it appears that a group called Land Watch Lane County is famous for going to Lane County to the building department on a regular basis and looking for anybody that tries to build something on their farm ground. And that's exactly what happened. And that's was what slowed things down in the very beginning. They appealed to Lane County. So we had another hearing. Lane County approved it again a second time. And they were found to be in our favor. And Land Watch appealed it again, which took us to the Board of Appeals for Lane County.
Now, let's back up a second. When you went to Lane County the first time and you had to go back and try to get that decision reversed, what kind of things did you have to bring to them? What did you have to show them in order to get it back in your favor again?
Well, they were in our favor all along. Lane County has always been in our favor, which, as you know, is kind of a oxymoron because they haven't been known in the past as being really friendly to builders and to building properties. But they've really changed in the last few years and made it more friendly and easier for builders to get permits and go through the process. There was no issue with Lane County, but Land Watch didn't like their decision either time and appealed then to a higher court, which was the Land Use Board of Appeals, LUBA, it's called. And that was in May of 2017.
I guess each county probably differs a little bit, but I know that many of the counties try to keep sprawl down to a minimum.
Yes.
They try to keep the density in the within city limits and urban growth boundaries and stuff like that. But when you get out in the county, you've got 110 acres,
is yes.
that what you said? 110 acres, and you only wanted to build one home, correct?
That's all we really wanted to build. We did apply for all three since they had been there, not to build on them, but to have a permit so that we could. And really, that's the point. I think it isn't about, in our case, it's not about sprawl, nor does the law allow for sprawl, but it allows for the built replacement of existing buildings, which is not going to give you more than you had on the place ever.
Do you think what caught their eye, though, was the fact that you originally asked for three dwellings?
My husband thinks so, but our attorney advised us to do that. I think it was more that it was exclusive farmland. Mm-hmm. That's what they saw, was just exclusive farmland on there, and didn't think about the fact that there'd been homes there. And the truth of the matter is, the place that the homes are being built are not where we'd be farming anyway. They're up on a hill, kind of on a rocky area, and we're only going to probably want to build the one. But I know they needed to think down the road. But
well, you got kids, you got grandkids, and who knows, with family land, what you might want to do in the future.
And we believe really strongly in private property rights. And I think it's a real dangerous slippery slope when people start playing around with other people's property.
So when you went back and they appealed it again, now only knowing that you only wanted one property, they didn't have a little change of attitude or anything?
No, because they feel it could be precedent setting. However, it's based on a 2013 statute, which will also sunset fairly soon. So the whole thing will probably be addressed again. So this isn't really, it isn't asking for anything unusual or excessive, but I think that they're just afraid to let it go. And if they can't appeal it and they happen to win, it requires very little of them because their attorneys are volunteer. So they have no cost except just to file this little appeal, which I believe is like $250 is all they've had to appeal. Mm-hmm. We have spent thousands and thousands of dollars of our own money to fight something that's is already ours.
And did you and family members appear in court each time when
yes,
this happened?
We went every
did
time.
Did they have anybody or was it just their lawyer that was there?
Their lawyer, and they don't allow us to speak.
Right, but you get to be there to see. Yeah.
Yes, we get to be there and go through the emotional thing every time.
Right, right.
And being so sure that they aren't going to appeal again.
So now recently, just this past week, right, in the month of November, I'm not sure exactly mm-hmm. when we'll air this entire piece, but you guys took it all the way and the Oregon Supreme Court agreed to hear this. Is that correct? They did.
And it's very unusual for the Supreme Court to hear land use issues. They usually, I think when I was there the other day, I felt at the Supreme Court, I felt like they were wanting to make sure that they were hearing everything correctly based on the law from the time before. So it's very unusual for them to hear it. And almost always, it'd be very unusual for an environmental group to appeal something that was ruled on at LUBA. And then, because they're the land use people, mm-hmm. and to go on to the Supreme Court with it. So it was a pretty big shock.
Do you think there's anything else going on with them? Do you think the fact that you guys are a logging company may have startled them or may have caused them into action?
I don't think that, but I just think they're not like a common sense environmental group looking at both sides. I think they're a very strong preservationist group. They're known for that. And I don't think it had anything to do with our logging company.
But I guess that you would, since you agree in private property rights, you would just tend to think, well, you know, a group that maybe would fight something going on federal property mm-hmm. or in government property, mm-hmm. well, that's one thing. But here we are with private landowners who just want to build a home for their family. I mean, what does that say if this is not upheld, your right to build?
I know. And private property rights are one of our main rights as citizens.
And the right to own property, yeah.
Own it. And I would assume since it's yours properly, privately, you'd be able to do what you feel is, as long as you're not exceeding the law. And those laws are already in place
right.
to protect against overgrowth on that kind of land. But that's not what we're asking. We're only asking for something that was already there.
Yeah, so you're asking for a home to replace several homes that were there. And obviously, if you have 110 acres that you may one day farm, you're probably going to want a family or a caretaker on that property.
Right, and we do farm now. We raise hay and cattle on that farm, and it's a real part of our operation. It's not like just a piece of property that we bought to right. stick a home
you're
on.
You're diversifying.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is the hope? I mean, obviously the hope is now that the Supreme Court will come back with a decision in your favor. Did they give you any indication of well, first off, how long did it take for them to hear?
It's been 2 years.
But I mean, once you got to the Supreme Court, was it a day-long thing, 2 days? How long did it take them?
No,
to...
you only get a half hour or an hour at the very most. And the case before us was criminal. Hmm. And so we sat in on that court case, thinking, what in the world is this case doing at the Supreme Court mm-hmm. when they're dealing with important things like criminal cases? But once we were there, it's a matter, you have very little time to present, and then they can ask questions. But I think it's really interesting, on a side note, but I think it's very interesting, you have your argument prepared, and in your mind, especially an attorney, they have everything in a certain order as they present. Mm-hmm. They can get four sentences into it and a Supreme Court justice can stop them and start asking questions. So to get all of your testimony in and stay focused, it's not easy. It's really not. They had a whole bunch of college kids there that are probably, you know,
law school.
Idealistic and going to law school and think that they're doing something to save the world, but they have no skin in this game, and they probably have not had a job nor own property. I'm generalizing, but I still believe that's probably true. And then here I am with my daughter, and we're thinking, how did we get here?
So now, did they give you any indication of how long it'll take before they have an answer for you?
It could be up to a year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It could be up to a year. By then, our grandchildren that were in fourth grade or fifth grade will be in high school almost.
Yeah.
And then at that point, do they even want to build? You know, I mean, it's getting...
Or build the same size house.
Yes.
You know, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. So it's very unfortunate. I believe a real push on private property rights. And I think everybody should be concerned with the outcome of this, especially if they have land in the country that they might ever want to be able to build on. And remember, again, we're not asking to build something that wasn't there.
Right. And Lane County has enough of a chain of things that you have to go through just to build normally. I mean, there's thousands of dollars that go out for permits and for surveys and stuff like that before you even get to that.
You're right.
So this is another thing. Now, if the Supreme Court comes back, or when the Supreme Court comes back in your favor, mm-hmm. is there anything else this group can then do? Can they go federal with it, or is it?
It's a good question. I'm not sure of that. We have other options, and we may pursue them. They've held us up for 2 years. They have made our life totally miserable. They've spent no money. We've spent thousands of dollars.
Can you sue?
That may be our intent.
Mm-hmm. So what if it does come back in your favor, though? Are you going to say, oh, well, let's let it go? Or are you going to say, you know what, we need to teach these people a lesson?
We feel we've been at this teaching them a lesson for 2 years with really not a lot of help from outside people. Mm-hmm. We've gotten a lot of, when we would win at each level, we had, and it was in papers, I didn't realize it was, but the Capital Press, I believe maybe the Sisal News had an article as well. People were just cheering us on and congratulating us each step of the way, only to find out that but we could have used other help as well. We could have used some financial help from people that have a lot to lose if this were to win on the land use side, land watch side.
I know that you're busy enough as it is, but is there any thought maybe that down the road you guys will start an advocacy group for other people that this has happened to or may happen to?
I believe there are some in place right now. I believe Oregonians in Action in Salem is a good one. Mm-hmm. The Farm Bureau did help us because they felt it was wrong. The state Oregon Farm Bureau, Lane County is the one that got involved the most with it. So I shouldn't say nobody helped, but financially, nobody else.
But I know that a lot of times that a person has a personal interest in something, they get a thorn in their side for it, and then they want to take personal steps to make sure that the next person doesn't have to go through that. Is there time in your schedule to consider something like that down the road?
Back in the 80s, we fought every step of the way when they were locking up federal timberland because we felt it wasn't good for the forest nor for the small communities. It hasn't been good for communities.
No, we lost a lot of money in Florence alone, you know, because of that.
And it's not like the timber's not there. We fought so hard. My children suffered a lot because of all the time I spent, and I'm not the only one. Mm-hmm. We closed down the city of Florence. I don't know if you knew that a day. All the businesses shut down, and we met in the parking lot at Safeway, and the story should be told again. It was a wonderful thing. But I don't know. Maybe one of my family members will take it on, but we are pretty politically active when we believe something's right or wrong. Mm-hmm. And private property rights, people do not want to lose those rights.
Well, I'd like to say to you, good luck. I hope they don't take a year.
Thank you.
And I hope, because I mean, for 30 minutes, you would think they could come up with a solution quicker than a year.
You'd think so. Mm-hmm. You'd think so. And they asked a lot of good questions. That was a positive note. It made me feel that maybe they were leaning our direction.
And actually listening. You know, that always helps too.
It does. It's the only thing you can do is do your best and fight hard for what you believe in.
Kay King, thank you so much for this time.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And that's the end of our December edition of Our Town. If you missed any of it, tune in tomorrow morning on KCFM 104.1, 103.1 Mapleton, and 1250 AM.